So we have as follows. We have the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. According to the different pshatim, exactly what happened. Noach got drunk, and Chum did something, and because of that, Noach cursed Chum. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara what exactly Chum did. So the Rashi here is going with the pshat that Chum saras means that he sterilized Noach. So Noach is his grandfather, and he made him sterile. He cut him in a way that he would not be able to have any more children. Says Rashi, Umayra Chum Shitzarsa, what was motivating him? Why would he do such a thing? Amar Lam La'achiv, he said to the brothers, Adam Arishan Shnei Banim Hayelo, Adam Arishan had two children, Kain Vehevo, Fahorig Hazaz Zebishul Yerushas Adam, and one killed the other because they were, you know, they were fighting who's going to get the whole world. Avinu Yeshua Gimel Banim, so Noach has already three children, Shem Chum Veyafes, Valdanim Avakish Ben Ravi, he wants another child, we're going to have another child, we're going to have World War III going on here. You know, so we can't have it. Okay, that's the Rashi. So there are, I believe, three Chidushim here. The first one, I think, is relatively obvious. Second one's a less obvious. And the third one, which is my main shmooze, is probably debatable, but I think it's okay. That's where we'll get to see. We have to get to the third one, but let's go there. The most obvious shmooze, right, is that Noach has three children, right? The whole world. You got three people in the whole world. Adam had two children, right? A lot of people, right? The world was in perfect condition in Adam Arishim's time. I'm not sure about in Noach's time, but fine. Okay, but in other regions, time for sure. Okay, they were kicked out of Gan Eden, but they had the whole world. Two people. And the Horeg Zezeh, Bishvil Yerushas Oinam. Excuse me, you're standing on my property. You know, there's not enough world to go around for two people. That's why Cain killed Hevel, because he wanted everything for himself, right? We generally think that, you know, okay, I'm a little jealous of the other guy, you know, okay. But if I had half the world, okay, I'm genug, I'll be okay. Okay, right? Bill Gates, I don't know, he's not going to be jealous, but it says here that he would theoretically, if he had the opportunity or whatever, he'd kill another guy who, because, you know, I want that money too, you know. You have half the wealth of the world. I only have half. I want the whole thing. Right? That's a tremendous chiddush. There's basically, people are never, never satisfied. This is what we, basic concept in Musar, that people are never satisfied with what they have. People, therefore, will never be happy with what they have. Gashmi is people, no matter, you can give the guy millions and millions of dollars, and he's still not satisfied. He's going to go murder. Right? Not just go ahead and, you know, he'll murder his brother because, you know, Cain killed Hevel because, you know, I want more. What? Only half the world? That's all I get? Are you kidding? Right, so that's the first, that's an obvious, I think that was pretty obvious. That two people, three people, they can't, Noach would have been four people, right? So two people, Noach, Shem, Mecham, Edekal, Vachomer, to four people. That four, they're four families. But by other reason, it wasn't even families. It was just two people, kind of a hevel. They didn't even have children yet. The two people can't get along because they're jealous of each other. They want, I don't know, jealous. I don't say jealous. It's to be sure they, my tivus mammon is not satisfied. Okay. Chiddush number two is that Chayra, there's a tremendous kasha in Rashi that Chayra is misquoting. That's not what happened in Cain v'Hevel. Right? I read the story of Cain v'Hevel. I read the story that Cain killed Hevel because he was upset that Hashem this took Cain's carbon and not his carbon. Right? And nothing to do with the fact that they were fighting over Yerusha's item. What's he talking about? He says, Chum says, look what I am, Cain v'Hevel. Cain killed Hevel because they were fighting over Yerusha Sodom. So if we're going to have more children, you know, who knows what we're going to be? that wasn't what happened by Kain v'Abel. You got your history wrong. Wait, didn't know Chumash. Didn't they go to Cheder? Didn't they learn? It's Beferish Pesukim. Everyone know Kain killed Hevel because it's a pasuk. Hashem took Kain's Hevel's carbon. He didn't take Hevel's carbon. What's Chum talking about? What's he saying? That Behorig Zezem Eshul Yerushas Olam. That's not what happened. So you have to say that Hevel did go to Cheder, and he probably was closer to the Mekar, and he said that is what happened. It doesn't say that in the Chumash. Teretz says you don't understand the Chumash. There was an undercurrent, and as of course, the straw, so to speak, that broke the camel's back, the external thing, is Kayin got upset with Hevel because Hashem took Kayin's Hevel's carbon and he didn't take Kayin's Hevel. And that's why Kayin went in and took out a gun or whatever he did and he killed Hevel. But what was internally, sometimes you have a predisposition. If Kayin, what was the real motivation deep down? Look what Hevel was saying. It's snapshot. You got wrong shot. You think, you saw the guy that is fight over the carbon. Oh, look at that. Kayin got so upset over a carbon. Sometimes you see two people get into a fight over something, and you say, wow, what a silly thing. They got into a fight over the carbon. That fight has nothing to do with the carbon. That was the external, that brought it out. It's because there's Enochinami. If they wouldn't have had to fight for the carbon, it wouldn't have happened. It would have happened maybe tomorrow and something else. I'm not saying that it was fake. The carbon was the cat. It was a stimulus. It was what brought out. But the anger, the reason why Kayin killed Hevel, the real reason, deep down, when he says, why did Kayin kill Hevel? The real reason had nothing to do with the carbon. I'm not even sure if Kayin himself knew. It could be if you would have asked Kayin himself wouldn't know that this was the real reason. But the real reason that Kayin killed Hevel, the Chum is saying, is because he wanted all the world for himself. But therefore he has in the back of the mind, he has some negative picture. He has this dream. Oh, I wish I could get rid of Hevel. What can I do with Hevel? He's just in my way. What do I do with this guy? This guy's taking everything. I got to get him out of the way. And then when the opportunity arises that Kayin goes ahead and his Corbin, and then I blow up at Kayin. He's a monster. And I kill him. But it's really nothing, deep down, it's nothing what you see. So that's a nice to hear that very, very often, it happens all the time, people go ahead and they get into a fight about A, and that really is, the catalyst was A, but the real source of the fight was something completely else. And this is what we call negiyas, that the deep down, the negiya, the deep down, the real thing that caused the fight between Kayin and Hevel was not what it says in the Chumash. Because that was what happened, but that wasn't what was the motivation. The real desire why Kayin wanted to kill Hevel, according to this Rashi at least, is a real desire. It's much more complicated if you learn the Rashivish moves about that there was another cover-up. But that's right, but we won't bring that in. But you look at Shmuz, it's a beautiful Shmuz that Shiva has. Vayomer Kaino Hevel Ochet. But the Maisa, I don't get too complicated. But the Maisa, just in a simple sense, you have here a typical scenario where people, one person blows up at another person and gets angry and he kills him. And it looks like that it's because of what happened now, because you stepped on my toe, because you ate my lunch, because you did this, because you did that. And in reality, it's not that, it has nothing to do with it. That's not the issue. Of course, that's what started it. If that wouldn't have happened, they wouldn't have blown up. It would have blown up tomorrow. But the deep down, see, why did the guy blow up because someone stepped on his foot? Because he's not really upset about the guy stepping on his foot. He's upset about something else. It's deep down, there's all this pent-up resentment. You're the guy that's stealing the world from me. Right? It's like I'm jealous, I'm jealous of you, or I'm angry at you for some reason, whatever it is. And then you do something that gets me upset, so all the anger comes out. But it's really, it's the cause is the pent-up anger, which is for other reasons. Okay, that's chiddush number two. Chiddush number three is already the hard shmuz. Okay, now we have a chakira. We have chum. The question is like this. Kayin killed Hevel, Rashi says, or Chum said, the real reason why Kayin killed Hevel is because he wanted the whole world for himself. He doesn't want to share. I should share. Why should I share the whole world? Why did Chum be Misares Noach? Chum was Misares Noach because he didn't want Noach to have a fourth child. What was the real reason why Chum was Misares Noach? Was it because he also didn't want to share the whole world with someone, so many people? Or was it, in other words, was it taiva? You know, and just like, you know, there was a, or was it because, you know, the words he said is, he says, of the region shape by my love, or exazep, show you wish this item, vavina yesho shop by them, vakit menri. The words he's saying is, I'm doing this for the sake of humanity, to bring peace to the world. Right? So the shaita is, was that the real reason, or was that only his excuse? Right? In other words, we have by Kayin, we have the real motivation and the catalyst, or the excuse. It wasn't really an excuse, it was the catalyst. The real motivation was he wants to take over, he wants the whole world for himself. The catalyst was, or the excuse was, because Hashem took your carbon and did take my carbon, so I'm angry at you. I want to know by Chum. Chum got up and said this reason, I am worried about safety of the world. I am very concerned about humanity, about the shalom of the world. I don't want there to be more tragedies. We don't want a repeat of the tragedy of other Mauritian. So is pshat that was what really motivated him? Or no, that's also just a hidden motivation. What really motivated him is, he doesn't want more kids. He wants more money. So I think it's pretty mashma, pretty mochruch, that Rashi says, umayroh chom shesar. So Rashi's asking, what was his real motivation? He's not asking what was Chum's rationalization, what was Chum's hidden, what was Chum's excuse? That's not what he's saying. He says, my raw Chum shesar, so what was Chum's motivation? Well, it's almost also muchlok that way, because Chum is saying to his brothers, he says, look, all the Mauritian, Kayin, and he's talking, when he's referring to Kayin, he's referring not to the excuse, referring to the real motivation. So we're talking about the real motivation. So by him also, we're talking about the real motivation. So what it sounds like, I think, I suspect someone's going to argue with me, but I think that's the pashup shot, that this was the Chum's real motivation. Now when you think about that, that is such an amazing schmooze. Here you have Noach. Noach is your grandfather. He's a god of Hador. He's a tzaddik. He just saved the whole world from the Mabul, right? Assume he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Navi. No. You're the grandson. You have a philosophy that if there be four people in the world, it's going to make problems. Personally, it sounds like a pretty grim philosophy. I think four people in the world, can handle it. But okay, he says no. It's liable, four people in the world. So what do? Because, right, imagine such a thing. I go ahead and I think the world is overpopulated. I'm worried about, I want to worry about the environment. We're destroying the environment. So what do? I take an atom bomb and I drop it on China. Oh, okay, I'm going to save the environment. Killed a few billion people, Now we won't have, the world would be much better. There won't be, we'll save the fish. There'll be less fish eaten and then there'll be the ocean would be better. I think the very shame shamayim. This is really the right thing to do. Not so, right? Shem Shemayim. This Chum is coming in and says, you know, there's a problem going to be in the world. You know, if he's going to have another child, there might be war. We don't want war and strife in the world. We want peace and harmony and beauty. So you know what we got to do? We got to be sterilized Noach. Well, excuse me, but maybe ask Noach if he agrees. You know, maybe he doesn't agree. Maybe, you know, he is, after all, the God of Adar, and, you know, and maybe there's other solutions to making peace and harmony in the world. You know, there maybe there are other ways. Maybe you should give a class in anger management. I don't know, you know. It sounds like there probably could be other solutions and other ways, and, you know, and not to take the law in your own hand. And the amazing thing is, it says, Amar Nem La'ochiv, because apparently it's going on the Pasuk, it says, Vayage La'ochiv. He didn't just, this wasn't just his motivation. He preached it. He believed it. He wasn't embarrassed. He told the world this, you know, I got this, you know, he got up on the street corners and, you know, we got to practice zero population growth and it's terrible and it's horrible what's going on here and we have to enforce the law and kill all the people that don't listen to us. So it basically it's an amazing Rashi of how somebody, in other words, it sounds like Fakir, Chum was not such a Rasha. It wasn't like Chum was like Cain. Cain was, I want the whole world for myself. Right? Chum wasn't that. According to the simple John and Rashi, now, question, how does Rashi know? I don't know. Maybe it's because it says Vayigit. But according to simple Rashi, Chum wasn't Pshat is. He was a Rasha like Cain. He wanted the whole world for himself. So he goes ahead and he eliminates people because he wants, he's about Taiva. I need the whole world. No. Chum is motivated. He's a tzaddik, in a sense. He's a krum tzaddik. You know? I once heard, I told the guys this, that from my, there was a, this was years and years ago, many years ago, there was an election in the United States. I don't remember who it was, but I think it was Jimmy Carter, but I don't remember. But it was an election. There was two candidates running. One was considered very moral, very principled, and one was not as moral. And I know my father told me that he heard that Rav Yosher Beer said, the worst thing is a moral krum person. A krum person who's moral will destroy the world. A president that you can bribe, oh, that's what we want. You can deal with the guy, but a moral person who is wrong morals, you're gonna destroy the whole world. You can't have such a person. Anyway, I don't remember which president it was, but I don't remember who it was. I think it was Jimmy Carter, but I don't remember. But definitely that's what Rav Yosher Beer said. Those are the worst people, because they're the shame shamayim that destroy the world. You know, you can't deal with them. You can't. There's no way you can stop them. The guy that is destroying the world because it's tithe, so you can think of a way to go ahead and stop him. You can go ahead and pay him off, this, that. But a guy who is ashamed, Shemayim destroying the world because he has his krum morals, which are so crooked that the whole world, that's the most dangerous person in the world. That's Chum. Chum got this nutty hashkafa that he had. Look, can you think of any nuttier hashkafa in the world? Four people in the world, that's too much. So therefore you take the Gadol HaDor, the tzaddik, your grandfather, and you don't ask him, and you go ahead and you forcibly sterilize him, and you publicly announce it, that this is what I'm doing, and this is the right thing, and it's a shame, Shemayim, I'm not embarrassed. I saved the world. Right? So I think that's a very important shmooze that we have to hear. That's really the main shmooze I wanted to say, that people, when we go and rely on our own hashkafas, one of the things that we believe, the beauty of Torah, is that we have, the Torah gives us the right hashkafas. We have hashkafas, we have hashkafas, we don't make up our hashkafas. We get it from the Torah. If a person can go ahead and make up his hashkafas, he can come up with the krummest, craziest, most worst hashkafas. He can become the biggest Russia in the world, the biggest murderer, all the shame shamayim, the shame, some crazy hashkafa that he decided he somehow convinced himself of some crazy hashkafa, that this is right and this is moral, and he's meiser nefesh for what he convinced himself to be right, and he can destroy the whole world. He can do the worst of eras. And this is a typical example, but that's one of the great things of the Torah and the yeshiva, we have Mesaira, that we don't make up our own hashkafas. We try, we have a Mesaira, we learn from the Torah the hashkafas, because a human being can go ahead and come, if he's just left to his own agenda, even if he's trying to be moral, he can go ahead and do the craziest, most immoral things in the name of morality. And it doesn't say that the Pashas even necessarily had any negiyas. Without any negiyas necessarily, just because of the krumkeit of the person. Okay.